So Jen, a listener from the podcast, is asking, how do you reduce tongue tension? You know, I've got a senior teacher who's telling me to keep my tongue relaxed on the bottom teeth. I've got another who's getting me to grab my tongue and do some exercises with them. So in today's episode, let's talk about this problem. In fact, I'll share with you what exactly causes tongue tension and also some very practical ways on how you can reduce tongue tension. Let's dive in. Now, the first thing I want you all to understand is that tongue tension isn't inherently bad. When we're eating food, when we're swallowing, that tension is what allows the food to get into our stomach. Now, the reason why in the context of singing, tongue tension becomes a problem is we often don't need to activate it or activate it so much in order to sing the notes that we do. Imagine you're singing a song and you're flexing your biceps the entire time. Now, of course, you're gonna feel a bit sore afterwards. So how do we actually reduce tongue tension? Step number one here is learning to engage the right muscles. Because for a lot of beginners, when we are first experiencing tongue tension, we go and we try to resolve the tongue tension directly. Now, this can actually work. In fact, in the second part of this episode, I will share with you some very practical ways in order to do so. But what I found to help a lot of my students when we're working over Zoom is taking a step back and actually learning to engage the right muscles first. Because sometimes with these extrinsic tensions, tensions around, the voice, around the voice box, a lot of those will engage because the right muscles aren't being engaged. It's almost like compensating for a lack of the right engagement. And so by nature, learning to engage the right muscles will allow some of the extrinsic tensions to resolve. So what are these correct muscles? Well, in fact, there's only two of them really. The first one here is engaging the muscles that stretch the vocal folds. Because stretching the vocal folds allows us to go to different pitches. But then from there, the second part of it is learning to press against those chords. So there are these two functions, to stretch, to connect, and the muscles around them, that when we learn to engage them correctly and again, this is a core part of your technique. Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you don't know what it feels like to stretch the voice, you don't know what it feels like to press those chords together, you don't know what it feels like, then you're going to run into a lot of problems, for example, tongue tension, because the muscles that need to be activated, you're kind of unclear. You don't really know how to activate them. So that means every time you're going to sing, you're kind of just guessing. You're kind of just guessing and hoping for the best. But if you knew exactly what to activate, then all of a sudden, a lot of these extrinsic tensions, tongue tensions, they don't need to activate. Now, if you want more details on this, after you finish watching this episode, I want you to go check out episode 129, 131, and 132, because that's where I'll dive in a bit more detail and you can get even more familiar with these concepts. Now, before we dive into the second step, real quick, I want to introduce myself to you. My name is Ivan. I'm a voice teacher who works with students from all around the world. And really on this channel, my goal is to make learning how to sing very, very simple and easy to understand. And so if that is up your lane, consider subscribing wherever you're joining from. If you want to improve your voice faster, I've also got ways you can work with me privately or some self-study programs. Links are down in the description. Last but not least, if you want to inspire our next episode, leave down in the comments below what you want me to talk about next. Now, step number two, if you feel like you got a pretty good hang of what it feels like to stretch the voice, what it feels like to press those chords together, but you're still running into tongue tension, what can you do? Now, this exercise is not going to be, forcing your tongue to be in a certain position or, grabbing your tongue and doing certain things, because if we think about it, singing isn't really like that. When you're singing, your tongue has to move. In fact, I want you to remember this. The opposite of tension is freedom of movement. And what I mean by this is, just because we're experiencing tongue tension, the solution to that is not to have a lazy kind of floppy tongue and not have it do anything. But rather, we just want the tongue to engage, to move enough to have good articulation, but in a way that doesn't feel constricting or effortful. Think about the way you use your tongue when you're speaking. You're probably not even thinking about tension. You're kind of just speaking and your tongue does its thing. So this is the basis of this next vocal exercise. Let's just start here by establishing a very good reference for our brain, for our body, on what it feels like to create a sound without tongue tension. Now, let's just use a note like this, and I'm going to speak through it. No, 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 no. Notice here you're making a sound and your tongue is engaging, but it doesn't really feel like there's a lot of tension being engaged. Now, what I want to do now is I'm now going to go to a scale, and let's just say this for example, and I'm going to see if I can get that exact same ease, that exact same freedom of movement as what I've done if I'm just speaking it. no, 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 no. Now, all I'm doing as I'm doing this exercise is when I add that pitch change, when I kind of jump up and do the scale, is the articulation just as free as when I was just speaking the note? If it isn't, then you want to do it back and forth. Go back and forth. Do it again and again. Even for example, when I was doing it just now, I had to do it a few times before they felt very, very similar. That is going to be your exercise and your training. And when you feel like you've got that clean, all you do is you just move around the piano. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. See if you can get them to be as similar as possible. And so that's it. This is a real simple exercise you can use to start working out tongue tension. And you can do any scale that you want. But the concept or the principle here is really simple. Find a place, you know, where you don't feel any bit of tongue tension at all. Often when we're just kind of speaking through our low range, we don't experience that. And then all we want to do is then compare that to when we add some pitch changes, when we're kind of trying to hit notes, see if you can notice how they might be different. And your goal is then to make them feel exactly the same. But I don't need to change the articulation. I don't need to change anything that's happening with my tongue in order to hit the note. Anyway, I hope this episode was useful. If it was, please do all the usual social media stuff, like, comment, subscribe. That would really, really help. If you're from the podcast, leaving a 5-star review really, really means a lot to me. And last but not least, if you want to take lessons with me, if you want to study with me, check out some of the links down in the description. I've got private lessons with me over Zoom and also some self-study program. Apart from that, my name is Ivan. I'm your voice teacher and I will see you all next week. Take care.